showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Cumasun na Meon.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys at Lakers Social and Recreational Club in Bray, County Wicklow.
Hi, I'm Joe Kelly. I'm the general manager of Lakers. Lakers is a club for people with intellectual disabilities. We have over 340 members, split roughly between 100 teenage members, young members, and the balance being over the age of 18. It's a unique club in the sense that we're a one-stop shop for all people with disabilities. We were founded in 1989 as a as a basketball club, and we've kind of moved with our members, and now we run over 35 activities a week, ranging from all the sports and also drama, cookery, art, so forth. Lakers, I would emphasise, is a club mainly, but we do have 18 staff members. We've a large premises in Bray, so there is a board of directors that looks after the strategy of Lakers, and my role as the general manager is to manage it on behalf of the board, who I report to. So that's my main role, is to kind of make sure that the members get what they are looking for on a day-to-day basis, and to make sure that all the activities that we do are done to the highest standard. Lakers started in 1989. It was started by a group of parents and a local basketball coach called Claire Brady. And Claire was the coach of the basketball team. After a number of months, the parents recognised that the members not only wanted to play basketball, but they wanted to do other sports as well. So it gradually went on from there, mainly volunteer run, and then the HSE came in and funded a service manager and a number of sports instructors.
You had a bump in the road in 2018.
We were very unfortunate. We had a premises in Bray on Sea Point Road, and the premises went on fire, totally destroyed the building and the four buses that we had also for transporting our members. A couple of days after that, the local Presbyterian Church were obviously seen that what had happened, and offered us a building on Eglinton Road in Bray.
And this is where you live now?
This is where we are now. The Presbyterian Church originally gave us a 5-year lease, which we were very grateful at the time. Subsequently to that, we've looked at, it's a fantastic location for our members, right in the middle of Bray, and we decided that we would look for a longer lease and invest in the premises, which we are doing at the moment. We have signed a new 25-year lease with the Presbyterian Church, and we've started now to renovate the whole building.
Joe Kelly there, manager at Lakers in Bray. And now the communications manager tells us about fundraising and keeping the show on the road.
Hi, my name's Grania. I look after fundraising communications here in Lakers Social and Recreation Club. We are part funded by the HSE and Pubble, who kind of help support us. But a lot of our day-to-day costings and our overall income comes from fundraising. So we have a number of fundraising events that we run annually. Our biggest one being our Glendalough walks and our Roundwood Reservoir one run, which we have every September, and it's just grown and grown as the years go on, to now having, I think last year we had nearly 250 people running the reservoir for us and helping us raise funds, which was incredible. But yearly we as an organisation have to raise about €200,000 to just keep it place running. So obviously that a lot of work goes into that, a lot of amazing support from our communities, from our members, from their families. But as the time goes on and the bigger our club gets, the more fundraising needs we have. So we are always looking for people to sponsor classes, groups, organisations, companies can come in and they can decide they want to sponsor a class, which helps us then keep the costs down for our members for each class. We like to keep those costs at a bare minimum because obviously we want to keep the club as accessible as possible. So with then companies coming in and supporting us, like we recently had a lovely company come in and sponsor our swimming, which is one of our biggest classes. We have over 40 members who take part in swimming each week on Tuesdays and Fridays, and it helped us bring the costings of that class down to just a fiver each instead of the 12 euro it was per class before, which really allowed our members to then decide if they wanted to take part in more classes during the week and kind of fill out their own calendars. We had the same happen for our bowling recently, which again managed to bring down the cost to the bare minimum, which allowed our members to do more with their income.
Now the sports instructor tells us about planning activities that are suitable to all members.
Yeah, so my name's Graham. I'm the sports instructor here at Lakers, and I suppose my main job here is to develop the sports programs that we have for the guys, both for the junior and the senior cycle. Sports, as we know, is an integral part of everybody's lifestyle for both their physical and mental health, and that's what we try to improve here with the guys, their physical health and mental health as well. So we design programs we feel that would suit them best, whether it be a swimming club, whether it be a fitness club, whether it be a low impact sport like say bocce, which is like bowls. I have qualifications in sports such as gym instructing and swimming, and qualifications in football, and vast range of it. So we have a new state-of-the-art hall that was just built recently, so we can do a lot of our activities there, such as yoga and such as keep fit and such as bocce. So we have that, and we have equipment such as boxing equipment, so we don't have to go outside, we can do it here. We have some gym equipment, so we were in the gym before, but we can now bring that back to Lakers here and do it on our state-of-the-art hall. Grani took a lot of the guys down to a Bray Wanderers match recently for a fundraising event, but they also got to go and watch the match as well. We do that too though. And we do go for lots of walks as well during the year. And so we take in the amenities that we have. Like the lads love going for a walk along the beach, both for the fresh air and obviously for their coffee breaks that they get to enjoy as well.
And would Special Olympics be on the horizon at all?
Special Olympics runs in a 4-year cycle. So year 4 is the World Games that we all see in the media. And this year now we're in year 1, so it's a big year for all the guys for qualification. So all the sports, everybody gets to enter it. We put everybody in and then they qualify from there on in. So this is a big year for Special Olympics and for Lakers.
Now, Carlo, a member, explains why he attends and about the preparation of dishes in the kitchen.
I came here last month. The reason why I came here was to make new friends and enjoy doing classes with people in Lakers, and I love doing the activities and sport with them. The reason why it was just a more attractive place for me to come here to do cooking, to do sport and all different sorts of things. Even when I came here first, I just started making friends with Grania, Rita, Hannah, all them guys as well. But I'm just really, really sorry to say this, but Graham is leaving us, and that's going to be sad for everyone on Friday, but everyone has to move on. They all have to just do the wrong thing in life. The reason why I said that part, he was just so good to me in swimming, and I enjoy doing swimming in the gym with him. I also enjoy doing cooking and other classes as well. There's other classes I'll be doing there soon. But I hope they make a big change to my life, and I'm really, really happy and looking forward to seeing new people as well. And I have to thank Lakers for having me here and all, and it just made my whole life so much change in my life, and I really, really do. I love it. I just love this building to bits. I love everyone in here.
Tell me about the cookery. What do you cook?
We can cook stew and all, lamb stew, Moroccan stew. We can cook any dinner, beef, chicken. We can make chicken gouchons and chips. You can make all vegan food as well. People are coming here that might be vegan. They might have food with no meat, or they might have food with meat in it. And when I came here with Niamh, she showed me how to how to do all these things, make biscuits and all, and chocolate. There's an awful lot of thing in this kitchen that you can see around that you never seen before, and you make new recipe and ingredients in here.
Now, a former Irish Special Olympian tells us about hanging out and a recent lunch trip.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I like any Lakers, and I do cooking on Monday, and a yoga, art, and then I do lots of activities as well. We went off a walk to Sea Point, and then we had a free lunch in Matello. Ham, cheese, toasty, chips, and three tubes of mayonnaise. I get the bus, the dot, every day. We cook dinner and stuff with Neve on Mondays, and I'm in college next week.
That was Megan Reynolds finishing off our visit to Lakers in Bray. I'm Dave Daly, and you've been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.ie. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.